Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. Robin ain't. She's a little under the weather today. She came down with a little kind of a cold thing, so it just kind of knocked her for a loop. So she's resting up this morning. I'm sure she's listening. But unfortunately, it's just me. But you know what? We'll get through it, and we will have a great time anyway. You and me and all your calls and all your suggestions. We're giving away a tackle pack today from High Tide Tackle, Tackle Box Tim. We'll probably hear from him later on in the show. And I ordered some chatterbaits from Tim. He sent me a nice little package of chatterbaits the other day, and I'm looking forward to using them for some bass and some snakeheads and whatever else might happen to bite on them. So we'll be putting those to use here real soon. Let you know how that works out. So we got a couple interesting things going on. My week was relatively uneventful. I mean, I got to go see our sponsors this week for the most part. Went to Battery Warehouse and Clyde Sports Shop and a couple of the other places. Ooh, Line-X, both Line-X locations. Those guys are busy spraying truck beds and doing that stuff. And kind of just worked the rest of the week. The Maryland Hunting Quarterly Summer Edition's coming out. That went to press yesterday, so that was a work in progress all week. We got that done, so we're looking forward to getting that on the street here very soon, probably next week. Start deliveries on that. So it's stayed in touch. Did a lot of deliveries. Finished up most of the deliveries on Maryland Loves Crabs. So that's rocking and rolling, going strong. Their busiest publishing month ever this May of 2022. We flipped the script on the Crab Magazine and the Hunting Magazine. Normally we come out first with the Hunting Magazine, but we come out with the Crab Book first. So it all works out. Let's see, May 22nd. That was last Sunday. We spent the day. When I say we, it was Robin didn't make it, but it was three of our official measures for bucks, bears, stags. Went to Schrader's Outdoors over in Caroline County and measured 19 deer, 2 sikas and 17 whitetails, and 17 of those deer went in the upcoming record book. So you know, if you got a deer worthy of getting measured for the records. And I'm not talking about a state record now. I'm talking about, you know, really good deer. Visit our website, Bucks, Bears, Stags, or .com, or visit the Facebook page, Bucks, Bears, Stags. We've been posting some of those great deer on there this week and getting a lot of great comments. So one of the deer we measured was an absolute giant. I mean, for those of you who aren't deer hunters, you might not get this, but we measured a 8-point buck that measured 170 inches. That is like catching a 50-pound rockfish. No, that's like catching an almost 60-pound rockfish. An 8-pound bass. I don't know how else to put it into a 9-inch crab. I mean, that's how magnificent this deer was. And it was a Queen Anne's County buck, and it just had everything that made it great. It had big, long brow tines. It had 28 and 29-inch main beams, good 20-inch spread. It was just a great buck. So, and that was just one. We measured just a bunch of nice deer. Sick of deer in the 70-inch range. That's the one that's on our Facebook page right now. So, again, just had a good weekend there at Schrader's. And I want to thank publicly Steve, Doc Homiak, Chuck Wilcox, and Bobby Newton for coming out. Those guys are official measures for bucks, bears, stags. And they're also all Boone and Crockett and Pope and Young measures. So it's all very good. We're up to about 240 deer now, something like that, measured for the 2023 record book. Our goal is 300. We're going to probably hit that easily. So we're looking forward to the next event. Right now, the only one planned is up in Garrett County in August 20th. And that's at the county fairgrounds up there in McHenry, a one-day event. So, anyway, here we are. What else? Let's see. News from DNR came out this week that they are now tagging snakehead fish across the northern snakeheads across the state. And in an effort to monitor invasive northern snakeheads in the Chesapeake Bay and Blackwater River, the Maryland Department of Natural Resources announced a new tagging program in conjunction with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Both agencies are placing yellow or blue tags on up to 500 northern snakeheads. Each tagged northern snakehead caught and harvested from now until 2024 could be rewarded with a gift card of $10 or $200, depending on the tag. In order to qualify, the harvester must report the tag number to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the 800 number, if you want to write it down, 800-448-8322, 800-448-8322, and is asked to take a picture of their harvested and tagged northern snakehead. Only harvested northern snakeheads with reported tags will qualify for gift cards. By measuring the amount of northern snakeheads harvested, the agencies will learn of population benchmarks are being reached and help control the spread of the species. Good luck. The population of snakeheads has been increasing in the upper Chesapeake Bay and is likely the top fish species that eats other fish in the Blackwater River. Harvesting snakeheads helps reduce predation pressure on the state's natural resources, and the fish is also considered a flavorful and nutritious food source. And yes, it is. It is illegal to transport a live northern snakehead in Maryland and surrounding states. More information on snakeheads is available on the DNR website. Anyone fishing in Maryland waters who's 16 years of age and older must have a valid Maryland fishing license. More information on licenses and how to get them is also on the DNR website. So there you go. Also learned of the Big Al's Gone Fishing Tournament. Remember, we promoted that last year. It's coming. The principals of that just got the notification from DNR and the host that the date is coming up real quick. Not a lot of time to organize the thing, but June 4th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. We had a great time at Doc's Sunset Grill down in Oxford. Bird Dog Wheeler and the Bird Kings, and you'll hear his songs on here, like, you know, Waterman and Eastern Shore Redneck and some others that we play. Bird Dog will be there playing after the tournament June 4th, next Saturday. And if you have any interest in fishing for rockfish, the entry fees have been reduced this year. Get your crew together and go to www.BigAlsGoneFishing.com. BigAlsGoneFishing.com. BigAlsGoneFishing.com. We look forward to working with the family again, and we will be at the after party enjoying the afternoon with family and whoever else shows up. So there we go. What else do we have going on? Oh, we welcome a new sponsor next week. I'll tell you a little bit about them this week. They've been on before, but it's been quite a while. But I work with them in the Crab Magazine, and it's Good Times Crab House and Catering. Good Times Crab House, for good crabs and good times, is located outside the Beltway. One minute outside the Beltway on Liberty Road West. I think that's 18B. exit off the Beltway, and they've got crabs today. They're ready to roll, and they're good people with the Spurry family from here on the Eastern Shore down in St. Michael's. They have Chesapeake Landing Restaurant and work with them for many, many years on, you know, with Chesapeake Landing, advertising in the magazines and so forth. So we're looking forward to welcoming them as a sponsor. So stay tuned. Like I said, we're giving that fish and tackle package away from High Tide Tackle, from Tackle Box Tim Sherman. And the way you enter the contest is simply call the radio show, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And you give your name and phone number to our producer, Aaron, and he will write it down. And then you go on the air with me for a second and then ask a question, or just say, just want to get in a contest, or enter me in the contest, or whatever you want to say, and you could be on your merry way. And then we'll, at the end of the show, about 6:30, we will do the random number generator and pick a name and a number. And that name and number, or that number, will correspond to a name, and that name will win the tackle package. So there we go. All right, let's get her started. Aaron, good morning. Doing well. How about you? That's good. Did you have a good week? Yeah. Did you stay dry yesterday? Wow. I'll tell you what. What a downpour here. A couple times yesterday afternoon, and then last night again. So it's a little rainy out there. I think today's going to be a little bumpy, but should be okay if anybody wants to participate in any kind of outdoors activities. So there we are. All right. Morning, John B. John B. always checks in, says hey, and we're going to have a good time. I hope everybody has a good weekend this weekend, being the inaugural holiday for summertime, which is Memorial Day. But I also want to make sure to keep in mind that you realize what this quote-unquote holiday is all about. It is to remember those who have died defending our country and our way of life and our Constitution and our independence from 1776 all the way through. All the way through from the Revolution to Civil War, World War I, World War II, Vietnam, all the conflicts in the Middle East. These brave men and women have given their lives to defend our way of life. And I'm not sure that our leaders appreciate that sacrifice right now the way the citizens do. So just take a moment and think about those conflicts, and think about the loved ones that you may have lost or you may have known about. And, you know, just say a little prayer if you're in the praying frame of mind, and thank God for the men and women who, you know, have made the ultimate sacrifice so that we may live in freedom. So that's what I'm going to say. Let's see. We have John in Denton. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Hanging in here. Just enjoying your show this morning. I've been listening to your show for now past year or so, and not an outdoorsman, but I enjoy the show anyway.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
We do our best to stay off the crazy political stuff. We might mention a few things now and then, but it's more about getting away from that and having fun in the outdoors, you know.
Yeah, I like the information of what's going on in the Eastern Shore and all the things about the Chesapeake and what
sure.
You can do for, you know, all the events that you let us know about.
I appreciate that.
And also, want to shout out for the American Legion Post 29 in Denton. We're going to have events over the weekend and out at Beulah. We're going to have events for Memorial Day, flags, and all the rest of it. And there'll be ceremony for the day, for Memorial Day, and a number of other things going on at the Beulah site. Also, we've got in June 11th, we have the...
Wait.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's clear the commercials with the host before we go on, okay?
Okay, good enough.
All right. We understand the Memorial Day thing and appreciate that, but, you know, we'll stop right there. How's that?
All right, good enough.
No offense, buddy. All right.
I'll let you get in this contest also.
All right. Did you leave your name and number with Aaron?
Yes, I did. I'm sorry if we get a little bit too over the top with the post, but...
No, we're good. Hey, look.
You mentioned it first.
I did, but, where did you serve?
Vietnam era.
Yeah, thank you for your service. I know you guys took a lot of disrespect when you came home.
That's okay. We get over that. We just want to make sure everybody comes out and celebrates our nation again.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that, John.
Same thing to you. Thanks for the show, and I hope Robin feels better.
I do, too. Thank you, man.
All right.
Have a good
one. Sir.
Bye-bye. All right, let's see. All right. Very good. Robin and Aaron are still talking back and forth, even though she's not there. So I think what we'll do is we'll take our first commercial break. And I mentioned I stopped at Clyde's Sports Shop the other day. And by the way, folks, Clyde needs your prayers a little bit. I know Jeannie's having a little trouble, so his wife, you might want to mention that as well. But I was in there, and I actually I'm gearing up here a little bit for fishing. I've bought some inline spinners with treble hooks on, and I'm about to switch those out. So I bought a little pair of split ring pliers and some split rings and some hooks that have the bigger eyes so that they swing on there pretty freely. I'm going to replace some of my treble hooks with single hooks so I can add a piece of plastic and make them a little more efficient for snakehead fishing. So Clyde's has that kind of stuff, you know, and you can't find it everywhere. They've got all the plastics and they've got all the hooks. And, I mean, the terminal tackle there is amazing as far as, you know, weights and lures and bobbers and things like that. And fishing line, I mean, they'll be more than glad to wind a new line on your spools, which I had done a couple weeks ago there. And then the rods and the reels, you know, the Shakespeare rods and reels, including the Ugly Stick, Pfluger rods and reels. Now, I took a look at that Pfluger President Series reel. Really reasonable price, really nice, really smooth reels. They've got Penn. They've got those wonderful St. Croix fishing rods and, of course, live and frozen bait and minnows. All this at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, and everything for crabbing, too, just off Beltway exit number 9. That number there, 410-242-6108. They've been around since 1957, long time. ClydesFishingGear.com, they're open 7 days a week, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. So, summer's here, I mean, just about, just about. And you can go shopping today, any day this weekend at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island. And if you're having a get-together in your backyard, on your deck, with family or friends, or, you know, just you, head down to Backyard Billy's and check out the store if you've never been there. Terrific selection of tables and chairs for your deck and your backyard. They're colorful. They're weatherproof. They're made out of poly. Patio furniture, outdoor furniture, tables, chairs, Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50 at exit 44 when you're driving by, but why not swing by? You'll find gym sets for the kids and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard, and free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's showroom, check out the barbecue grills, 3 brands, pellet grills by Traeger, remote control with your phone, you know, Bluetooth control. You set the temperature, you set the pellet flow, and you can smoke away, grill away. Ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. You'll see those at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and all the accessories to have a little cookout, a little bonfire in your backyard, you know, any evening you want. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, including this weekend, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, when you're coming from the bridge. Graysonville, your backyard is going to look just great. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know, Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and Paint Match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie, of course. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Just the good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
I think that's John Anderson did that version of that song. I'm not sure who did the original. Was it, can't remember. No, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Anyway, sorry about that. I think it was, I can't remember. Was it Waylon? I don't know. Somebody help me out with the song for the Dukes of Hazzard. Either way. We just ran the commercial for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex. Don't know where that commercial came from, but somewhere in the bowels of the vault, that commercial popped up, and I knew as minute I heard it, it was the incorrect commercial. I was far younger then. And Catonsville Linex has moved. So we're going to give you the corrected Linex commercial right now. You ready, Aaron? Go.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Line-X bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Line-X bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Line-X at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Line-X is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Line-X can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Line-X install your Line-X spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Line-X.
There we go. All right. Waylon Jennings, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Waylon Jennings. Johnny said that? Okay. Who's on the air there, buddy? Anybody? Got any callers? Thank you, Robin. No callers right now. Okay, well, you know what? If I didn't have to do this show, I would be doing what everybody else is doing. I'd be sleeping in today. Yes, indeed. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. So I could probably sleep till 9 o'clock this morning if I weren't on the air. But doesn't mean I don't want to share the show with you folks. So give us a call. Wake me up. Celebrate Memorial Day with us. Remember those who sacrificed their lives for our freedoms and get in the fishing tackle contest. That number, 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. How about that? We'll keep talking. We'll keep talking until we hear somebody else come on the air. We got license-free fishing days coming up. Okay? License-free fishing days. What that means is you can go fishing without a license just to kind of get you interested in going. And, you know, maybe you haven't fished in years. Maybe you look at that old rod and reel in the corner and, you know, I used to have a lot of fun fishing. Or, Grandpa, maybe you'd like to take grandson fishing. You might not want to get all involved, but you got some fishing tackle and you got some bobbers and some hooks and some worms. You can go out to the farm pond. You don't have to worry about looking over your shoulder for the Natural Resources Police to show up. And those 3 days are this coming Saturday, June 4th, Saturday, June 11th, and then Monday, July 4th. You can go fishing absolutely with not any concern. Maryland's annual license-free fishing day offers anglers a unique opportunity to explore the state's diverse fishing without needing a fishing license, trout stamp, or registration. On these days, any individual may catch and possess fin fish in any tidal, non-tidal waters of Maryland as long as it's for recreational purposes. All anglers must follow current size and catch limits found in the DNR Fishing and Crabbing Guide, so you might want to stop by and pick up one of those from your local tackle shop. Clyde Sports Shop would be a good place to do that. The department has dozens of other resources to help new or experienced anglers online, including angler access maps, click before you cast, environmental monitoring reports, fish identification charts. In addition, anglers on any level are encouraged to sign up for the Maryland Fishing Report, which provides up-to-date fishing information. Aside from these free fishing days in certain license-free areas, anyone 16 or older fishing in Maryland must possess a license, aside from these free fishing days. In other words, the other 362 days a year, you've got to have a fishing license if you're over 16 or over, which can be obtained or renewed online on the department's or on the department's mobile application. There you go. License-free fishing days. Give us a call, 410-WCBM680. Let's see. Really? Okay. Hey, Aaron? Okay, good. Glad to hear it. All right, that's why, Robin. Okay. 410-WCBM680, and that's what you do. You call and leave your name and number with Aaron, and he'll write all that down, and then you go on the air with me for a minute, and we're good. So, okay. Excuse me. again. Sorry about the throat clearing, but I think Robin gave me a part of that little bit of a bug. What do you think? I guess we'll know soon enough, won't we? All right, striped bass regulations, just as a reminder, May 16th through July 15th is the you'd be able to keep one striped bass per person per day with a minimum size of 19 inches. During a chartered fishing trip, the captain or mate would not be permitted to land or possess striped bass for personal consumption. During the closure period from July 16th through July 31st, anglers will be prohibited from targeting striped bass, which includes catch and release, and charter boats. Okay? For the summer-fall charter fishery, the captain and mate may not keep striped bass during a charter trip. Charter captains may also participate in a voluntary pilot program. Participating captains will be required to use the FACTS electronic reporting system and will be allowed to keep two fish per person per day. Only one of those two fish may be greater than 28 inches. That's interesting. So, for the recreational angler, I'm hearing good reports. I'm hearing good reports from the folks that are out there fishing. I've talked to a number of people and, you know, overheard conversations in the convenience store and that kind of place. So one fellow came in and said they caught 27 fish. Only two of them were keepers. I don't know where they were fishing. I've heard other fellows say, you know, we've been fishing. We're done by 7:30 with some nice fish running up to 27 inches. You know, so they're out there. They're out there. Just got to take care of them. So, all right. Who is our caller online right now, Aaron? Doug in Upperco. That sounds good. All right. Morning, Doug. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning. Hey, you guys were talking about Memorial Day, and
yeah.
I have a question, and I guess this would apply to, like, style, if you will. I was sending some emails to folks this week in my business context, and I was getting ready to put a close, and I was going to say, have a great holiday weekend, and I realized this is more of a, you know, a reflective weekend, so you don't
yeah.
say have a great weekend. What
right.
should you say when you're talking about Memorial Day?
Well, I would say that most adults understand Memorial Day, but they also understand that you know, they're marketed to get, you know, to have the Memorial Day, great Memorial Day sale, come and get whatever, so much percent
right,
off.
Exactly.
You know, I got, okay. So it's all marketing thing. The reminders are unpleasant to think about. Okay? You have to think about war. You have to think about death. You have to think about conflict. You have to think about sadness. You have to think about loss. You have to think about families in mourning. And those are unpleasant topics. So in our society, we want to kind of brush over those unpleasant topics and, you know, go get the latest and greatest in bed sheets at 30% off or whatever. You understand?
I do.
So,
yeah.
So I think friendly reminders like what we just did here on the show, trust me, people that have lost loved ones remember, lost loved ones in war. People who have been wounded in war live with their scars every day, their loss of limbs and everything else. So that's also a sacrifice. I mean, there are many, many, many young men out there walking around with prosthetic arms and legs and brain injuries and loss of sight and things like that from the various recent conflicts we've had. There are fellows from the Vietnam era still around. There are probably fewer of the greatest generation World War II vets. I'm not sure how many are left, but those guys are in their 80s and 90s. And, you know, those are the guys that you'll see at the Legion or the VFW. You and I, if we've never served, we don't show up at the Legion or the VFW. But
correct.
those guys will share their memories of their conflicts. So, and the World War II guys, they got such disrespect, man. I'm telling you, that's when I grew up. I didn't go. I didn't serve. I was called to the draft.
You mean Vietnam?
I did not. That's where I grew up. Yeah, I was ready to be drafted, but my number was way too. You know, they had a drawing system by number.
Right.
The first, 150 guys went, and the rest of us didn't. So I did not volunteer to serve in Vietnam, but I would have served if I'd have been drafted. So, but those guys, you know, they know what they saw. And, you know, war is, it's been said war is hell. And, you know, it's not a pleasant memory to relive. So in answer to your question, instead of maybe saying have a great holiday weekend or something like that, you might want to say remember the meaning of our Memorial Day holiday or something like that. You know,
that's fair. Hey, you know, I appreciate you and Robin, the perspective you bring to life on this show. Seriously, because there is more to life than what's on the radio and the other time of the day.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you.
That's true. You know, I can. I mean, we can talk about, you know, the great tragedy this week in Texas if you want, and you can.
But we can't do anything about it. We can't change anything, and then it just leads to just where everyone's on their sides and nothing changes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly right. You know, and they bring out the the debate about firearms is raging right now. You know, all the rhetoric and all the. You know, we've got to do this and we've got to do that. And that doesn't address the problem, you know.
But they don't actually say what we got to do. That's the problem that makes it even more compounding and, confounding, if you will.
Listen, I got to tell you something. When I had a very unique childhood. I grew up normal childhood up until age 6. And my father was a sergeant on the Pennsylvania Railroad Police. Okay, he was there for 13 years. I was adopted. So he was 35 when I was adopted. He's actually the brother of my birth mother. Okay, so I was adopted by my uncle, but he's my dad in every sense of the word. Okay, he served in World War II. He served in the Philippines on Peleliu. They came in about a week after the Marines landed on Peleliu. And Dad was wounded twice in World War II. Took shrapnel from a grenade and got shot through the hip. Anyway, he didn't talk much about it, okay? But he came back. He served as a cop on the railroad, like I said. But he became, because of political connections, he became an administrator of a nursing home, a county nursing home. And we actually moved into the nursing home at age 6. And I lived there to age 14 at that one, and then he got another job in another nursing home. And I lived in nursing homes, you know, on the grounds from age 6 to 18. So I got to see and experience a lot of stuff that was outside the norm, okay? And I got to tell you, it was a very different upbringing. Now, I mean, I developed my love of the outdoors doing that, but I got to see those guys who had been through, you know, the wars and that type of thing. Got to see their injuries and got to got to talk to some of them. So I was, and I also got to see as a very young man mental illness up close, okay, up close and personal. So what happened during the Great Society under Lyndon Johnson is that they began to say these people cannot be institutionalized, they need to be normalized into our society. And little by little, they closed down the farms in the county and state-run nursing homes and mental facilities when they were all self-sufficient. Okay, they started closing those down. People started going out on the street, and there wasn't, in the last 20 years, I will say, there's not really any place to house the mentally disabled people. Now, you might say, well, that was unfair to warehouse those people. But when those people can't function in society and they have a place where they can get 3 meals a day and they can get the medical care that they need and they can have their needs met, I think it was a grand mistake to shut down all those mental institutions, to shut down all those county facilities, to shut down all those state hospitals, and just let, you know, Katie bar the door. You're mentally ill? Hey, you're on the street. That's what led to our homeless situation in the major cities. That's what led to a lot of crime and a lot of other things that our society is dealing with right now. The policies of Washington, you know, in the 60s, 70s, and 80s have led to where we are right now with no real solution to help folks who are mentally ill.
So true.
Just my thoughts on it. I'm sure there's much more to it. It's much more in depth. But I would say that, from my perspective, having lived in that, my second wife, Kathy, worked in the state hospital in Pennsylvania. They shut that down. Those people had it. Those people had a hog farm. They had a dairy farm. They grew their own produce. They sustained themselves. They shut that entire property down. Those people now have no facility.
Well, I do appreciate you and Robin's show every week, so thank you.
Well, thank you, buddy. I'm sorry to go on and on about that, you said we don't do anything about the real problem, and a lot of the problem is mental health. You know,
you're right.
Now we just treat troubled people with medication and just let them stay with their families and let them, you know, do what they do, and their families don't want to deal with them, you know, because they know that there's something wrong. They try to get them treatment. And, you know, sometimes the results are very bad. So, you know. And, hey, look, let's face it, video games and psychotropic drugs are that's a great solution.
Yeah, right. We can see that with the use of today collapsing. Yeah,
exactly.
That's very helpful.
Indeed. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Hey.
Have a great weekend. All right, let's see. Sorry to prattle on like that, folks, but it's time for me to take another. Oh, let's talk to Stan, then we'll take a break. Stan, man, are you there?
Yeah, just a quick Memorial Day weekend.
Yep.
I got my hands full here, so it's going to be a short conversation anyway. Just if you're out and about, everybody just stay safe. Look twice. Just stay home if you can. You just brought back quick memories about Vietnam.
Yeah.
My shoes are about the same size as yours.
And yep.
I got my final notice. And my father, who was Army, was laughing the whole time he read the letter. He said, relax. It's been canceled.
It's what?
It's been canceled. The draft was canceled. You're staying home. I'm like, but that's my generation. All my friends. All the ones who I knew. All the ones who I used to run with. Do stuff that maybe we were supposed to do. The way they came back. I never was bad. They were heroes.
Exactly.
I'm choking up as I say this. Because when they came back, they tried to fit right back in to where they left off, and it was marginal. But they'll always be the same thing. They'll always be my friend. And I wish every one of them that's listening, you are a bit. You got to be smart to them, and I appreciate what you've done. And doing today in different capacities. And with that, I've got to get out of here because, well, you know it.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's a long weekend, and I'm not having much fun out here.
Yeah, I know it. All right. Well, be careful out there on those wet roads, all right?
All right. Y'all keep your powder dry now.
Yeah, keep the shiny side up, buddy.
We'll be listening to Mr. Allen.
Thanks, Dan. Thank you for your thoughts. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, time to take our second break. Sorry, Glenn. Nice seeing you, Glenn, at the show the other day at the Schrader's. Let's see. Oh, here you go. So Robin and I had this hole in the wall that was called a fireplace. We never used it. It was brick. It was, you know, it was a nice little fireplace, but it was totally non-functional because I'm not about chopping wood. I'm not about hauling firewood in and, you know, burning it in the stove or in the fireplace, although that would have been nice and it would have been rare. But maybe you have the same situation. Maybe you have one of those quote-unquote fireplaces that you never use, just a hole in the wall that sucks the heat out of the room. Well, we fixed that. We visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected an EX35 Enviro model, or Enviro model EX35 gas fireplace insert. And Hearth America at Backyard Village did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience of the remote control, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Village carries both Enviro and Regency brands. And, you know, the computer chip shortage, well, it even affects gas fireplace inserts. Yep. But Backyard Billy's has a supply that is perfect and ready to go, so act now while those supplies last through this continuing chip shortage. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon, and you'll be ready for the coming, yes, I'm going to say it, cold weather. Visit Backyard Billy's, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-45, backyardbillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace, and we will be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bed liner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy starts grazing. Ooh, white lightning.
All right, let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
Doing good.
What's your day?
No, Robin's not feeling well today. She's listening, but she's not feeling.
So. Yeah. Well, I hope good, she gets better.
Me too. Good seeing you the other day.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Saw a lot of nice deer up there, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, some pretty big deer came in. We measured some nice ones, that's for sure. So.
Yeah.
That was your grandson, right, with you?
Yes.
Yeah, he liked that pizza.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's a pizza lover. Yeah, I think I'd like to have another piece of pizza. Okay, sure. Why not?
Yeah.
So. All right, man. So, rest of the week go all right? Did you stay dry yesterday?
Yep.
Good. Mm-hmm. Glad to hear that.
Glad you didn't have to. Anyway, didn't have to. Have to go out for any much anything anymore. So.
Well, I got you. Yep, I got you. So, well, good. Well, buddy, we're just running about out of time here. You'll hear the music here soon. So, you have a great weekend. Do you have anybody in your family that served or that you lost?
Not that I know of.
Well, that's good. That's good. Okay. All right, that sounds good.
We have some uncles and like that was into it. But,
yep.
I guess they were more stateside than Detroit, I guess.
Yeah, I got you. So, I had a bunch of uncles. My dad had 11 brothers and four sisters, so a bunch of them served. My mother had 1, 2, 3, 4 brothers, and I know 3 of them served. So, you know, it's the other one was too young. But that was all World War II. Uncle Marshall was a bombardier in aircraft. I don't know if he was in the Air Force, the Army, or whatever, but he flew a lot of missions. And I guess that bombardier position wasn't the safest job in the world, but he came back okay. So, anyway, you have a good weekend, all right?
Yeah, you too. Good Memorial Day, you know.
All right, buddy. Thank you, sir. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye, Glenn. Bye. And there's the music. And Sparky ain't here to say inspiring words. So it'll have to be me. Get out. Stay out. Stay safe. And in particular this weekend, think outside the box a little bit. Think of those families that are grieving. Think of those families that have lost a loved one to war, protecting what our country stands for. And think back to what our country really stands for and how our freedom was fought for and how it was sacrificed for and what it means to be free.